Welcome to this podcast edition of Tech Talk with Craig Peterson. Remember that this podcast is private property. For more information about Tech Talk, visit techtalkwithcraigpeterson.com. Welcome back to Tech Talk with Craig Peterson. Today we're talking about different types of technology that are out there that are coming down the pike. And, you know, it's hard to tell which technology is really going to win. You know, which technologies are coming to the forefront? What is really going to affect our lives? You know, there's technologies everywhere. You look around you, right? We were just talking about that, in fact, in the last segment, and all of the technology that's out there. So how do we know what to expect tomorrow? You know, which technologies are going to be a big deal in our lives? Well, one of the ways to tell is to look at where the smart money is going. You know, technology, particularly in the web world, usually starts out in someone's garage or basement or in the kitchen. You know, the guy sitting there with his cups of coffee who's just getting highly caffeinated, working 24/7 to come out with the next greatest website. And yet, before he knows it, there's 20, 30, 100 other competitors out there who are also in the exact same space. Well, what we're starting to see now in a couple of different segments that we're going to talk about right now, which are in social networking, we'll be talking about some of the sites like MySpace and Facebook and some of the other companies and what they're doing out there. But some of these sites and some of these technologies are attracting some real investment money. They've gone through the angel money already. They've gone through some of the VC money, and they're getting into the big venture capitalists and these consortiums and some of the names that you would know out there. So we're going to talk right now with Adrian Bai about some of these types of technologies, about what people are putting their money into, the real smart people out there who are the big time investors. And then what does it mean to us as consumers? What are we going to see? How are we going to benefit? And we will benefit, by the way, from the money that these big investors are pouring into some of these companies. Adrian, welcome to Tech Talk with Craig Peterson.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, I started out by talking about some of these technologies, the way venture capital money kind of follows technology. You know, it used to be a game of cat and mouse, right? Or the chicken and egg. Which is going to come first, the money or the technology? And I think what we've seen so far is usually the technology comes first. It's somebody or a group of somebodies who are working, second, third jobs, if you will, trying to build a new product, and then money starts to chase after it. Investors start to get involved. And I know that you keep track of a lot of the stuff. You have a website out there, adrianstips.com, A-D-R-I-A-N-S, tips.com. We'll put a link to that on the Tech Talk with Craig Peterson website. But, you know, you look at this stuff, you do a lot of consulting, Adrian, out there for different companies. What are we seeing? Why, you know, why is money chasing after some of this internet business after that massive collapse of the internet bubble?
One of the big things that's happened in the last couple of years is we figured out how to make money on the internet. We figured that it's a lot of it's about being able to track advertising and seeing where the money's going.
Mm-hmm.
And that started to restore some confidence into the overall internet arena. But basically, a few years ago, a lot of it, the advertising dollars that was on the internet was exaggerated, whereas
right.
What we're seeing now is built around very sound metrics, and so the real true foundation is falling into place. It's actually a little similar to what happened with the computer industry in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point, Adrian. And I had almost kind of forgotten about that. But what was happening is you'd have one company who would spend $10,000, let's say, on buying some internet ads on a website.
The foundation for all of these ones are around some kind of direct response advertising. And so there's a particular ad action which is required by the advertiser in order to say, okay, we're willing to pay $10 per lead, or $10 per email address, or $10 per something, and so that it's all tracked back and therefore built on a very firm foundation.
Well, which makes a lot of sense, too. So we are starting to see some of the advertising revenue, the lead generation, and that's starting to make some money for people, which is ultimately, of course, what they want to do. We're speaking right now with Adrian Bai. He is a consultant on the internet about marketing, and we're talking about some of the money that's out there right now, kind of chasing the internet investments, so we can have an idea of what's coming down the pike for us all. And his website is adriantips.com. Now, Adrian, I know one of the things that you have kind of isolated as something that's working very well at generating these leads is the whole social networking movement online.
Social networking is a fascinating area. It's only very new, and people are just starting to really figure it out. What's really interesting about social networking is that it's a movement away from the environment of the standard internet where there's not so much trust. You don't really know who's at the other end of that website, mm-hmm. to where when you're then working with social networking, and it's users trusting other users. And as advertisers start to work in that environment, I think that's where we're going to see a lot of growth.
Social networking, and I've seen some stats out there from some of these sites, like MySpace.com, is absolutely incredible. I've seen numbers saying that as high as 50% of people under the age of 25 have web pages on MySpace.com or just a few, very few other competitors.
Right. As a business model, it's a great business model. It's actually an interesting point to that, too, that we didn't really know how social networking was going to shake out. And when Rupert Murdoch came in and invested his $580 million in MySpace, on one side, there was a lot of people in the investment community saying that he was insane and that it was going to be lost. And then on the other side, the technology people are saying he's made the deal of the century. Mm-hmm. And Rupert Murdoch sort of stood back and said, well, let's give it 2 years and we'll know whether I've either wasted my money or I've made a killing. Mm-hmm. And as it turns out this year, that MySpace is on track to do $200 million. And so I think we can already safely say that Rupert Murdoch's smiling about that bit.
Oh, I'm sure. How long ago did he put that money into MySpace?
Under a year ago.
Oh, it wasn't very long ago. And so he's looking at MySpace. He's put, wow, that's amazing, $500 million. They're looking at making $200 million gross this year, or is that a net number?
Their revenues will be $200 million. But the viral is the social networking space is a really good model, it turns out, because as the CPM value, as the value of traffic rises, and so it's becoming worth more money, the traffic itself is generated without any real cost. Mm-hmm. So the way the business model works is that all of the users are found virally by friends just inviting their friends, and mm-hmm. so there's no actual acquisition cost for customers. So your main costs go towards having a small team that manages the technology, building out the site itself and keeping things running. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of your acquisition costs are basically zero. Mm-hmm. So you then can sell all this massive amount of advertising and you generate a huge amount of traffic, where we're seeing MySpace as one of the very top websites in the world. The cost structure on it is just fantastic.
Yeah, incredible margins. That's something else. And they're making their money not by people paying for subscriptions, but they're making it on CPM. Why don't you explain what that is?
So CPM is a concept that takes a little bit to understand it, but I'll try and explain it as simply as I can. Basically, across any kind of different media, we want a really simple way to be able to compare things. So let's say if we're looking at a billboard on the side of the road, mm-hmm. or an ad on Google on the side when you're doing a search, or a spam email, or a legitimate email, or a banner, or a pop-up, or basically any kind of advertising, we want to be able to say how do we pay for this, and how can we compare it across different media? CPM is the way we do that, and CPM means actually cost per thousand. And so we're actually, across all of those different media, we look at what is our cost per 1,000 impressions or our cost per 1,000 people that see it. Mm-hmm. So when we're running MySpace, we might run some banner ads or some different ads on the site. We want to know how much is an advertiser going to pay us for us to show 1,000 impressions of our ad to people. And then the same thing in the not nice area of going across to spam. It's the same thing. If a spammer sends out 1,000 emails, that's considered, assuming those 1,000 emails are delivered. That's what's their CPM rate, or the cost per thousand delivered on that spam.
So they're actually paying for ad views as opposed to click-throughs. I know that Google, for instance, it doesn't matter, you know, how many times your ad is viewed. All that matters is how many times it's clicked on. Now, of course, Google will knock you out of the program if you're not getting enough clicks. But these revenue models are looking primarily at how many eyeballs see my ad.
Yeah, I mean, Google's actually moving towards cost per acquisition. There's two sides to this. One side is what the publisher wants, the guy who's got the traffic. And so in this case, let's take MySpace. They want to get the highest CPM rate for their traffic they possibly can. They care about per thousand visitors or thousand impressions shown, what's the highest amount of money that they can make.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, there's the advertiser. And in the past, that's where the advertisers went along, say, for example, in the television world, where they would just say, okay, my ad will be shown on prime time on Friends, and I know that there's going to be a certain number of million people will see it, and that's going to be enough. So what that's now changing to on Google is they're saying, okay, I need to get, let's say if I get a lot of clicks through to my website, I need to be able to acquire each email address of a person that joins my list, or some kind of interaction, or something that happens on the Google side. That's what I'll pay for. And so that's what we're moving towards. So on the advertiser side, they're paying per interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So we have on the one side, again, the publisher's paying per impression, and on the other side, the advertiser's paying per action. And then the balance then, and this is where the brokering and keeps all the media people in business, is figuring out how to most efficiently take that advertising campaign on a CPA or a cost per acquisition basis and have it fit as high as possible on the CPM side. Does
mm-hmm.
that make sense?
Yeah, I think it does make sense. We're speaking with Adrian Bai right now. He does a lot of mass market consulting out there. His website is adriantips.com, Adrian with an S at the end, tips.com. We'll put a link to that on our website, Tech Talk with Craig Peterson, as well. Now, I know one of the problems that Google has been having that's really been upsetting advertisers is this whole idea of websites that their ads are appearing on being, you know, their ads are clicked on by people who don't care about buying their product. All they're trying to do is drive up revenue for their own website. And then also competitors going out there who are basically blowing their competition's advertising budgets completely out of the water by clicking on their competitors' ads and then start putting their own ads in the place. And, you know, because of the bidding that's going on in the Google world, it gets pretty complicated. Are we seeing improvements in that sort of thing as well, where people are not paying for clicks that really they don't want?
That's a really interesting question. Google, I believe, has actually, and this is going to sound crazy, but I'm just going to say it. Google, I think, has actually got the wrong model with pay-per-click. It was the right model for the time because conceptually it's easy for small businesses to understand, well, you know, we'll pay for a certain number of clicks to our website and that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, it keeps things simple, but for the longer term, what I expect you're going to see is that Google is going to begin running its advertising on a cost per acquisition basis.
Mm-hmm.
So an advertiser will come to Google and they'll say, well, you know, I have my item that I'm selling, and I'm selling it for $20, and Google, I'll give you $10 commission on every sale. And so Google, I want you to run as much traffic as you can. Here's some sample keywords, and just get as many sales as you possibly can, as long as it's under this $10 cap.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought this for quite probably 6 months or more. I've been wondering about why this hasn't happened. And actually, just last week, Google has just announced a CPA program where you can, in fact, start selling things on Google on a cost per acquisition basis. I think this is the future. There's actually a lot of guys out there making a lot of money on arbitrage, where there's an advertiser that's selling their product and they're giving away a $10 or a $20 or a $50 commission,
mm-hmm.
and they're going running a lot of advertising on Google and pocketing the difference. That kind of arbitrage long term is going to start to go away as Google implements this program, and I think you'll actually see it'll make an impact to Google's overall revenue.
Yeah, I think a pretty substantial one, too. I know as someone who makes something, I've done a lot of products in the past, designed them and brought them to market. All I care about is actually selling the product. Now, from Google's standpoint, of course, they might get a little concerned about how well the ads are, you know, the marketing, the back end, and, you know, it gets pretty complicated. Well, there's a number of other sites out there that are involved in the social networking. We only have about a minute left here, Adrian. What other things can we expect to be coming down the pike? Should we be, you know, as consumers, looking for some of the big brands to try and get involved more in social networking, trying to pull us into that? What's coming down the road?
What I see happening is that the big brands will start to get more involved with the social networking sites. And so they'll pay, say, $5 per interaction for you to go into MySpace and play some kind of a game around their brand. Like Home Depot may have some kind of fun little thing that you can do with some of Home Depot stuff, and then they'll pay MySpace a certain commission every time that happens. We'll start to see a lot more of that, and that'll be the big brands like Best Buy and Home Depot and all of those kinds of companies.
And ultimately, it's going to mean what? Are we going to get inundated even more? Or how are these guys going to get our eyeballs? I guess they expect us to go to the social networking site, and from there, they'll capture our attention.
It'll become more subtle. There's a lot less trust, and the younger generation has a lot less trust of what's going on online, and that's why it needs to be done in a way that generates higher trust. And so that's something that's going to shake out over the next 5 years, I think.
We've been speaking with Adrian Bai. He does a lot of consulting in the mass market online. As you can tell, he knows a lot about what's going on. We've been talking about social networking, some of the sites out there where the big money is going, like MySpace.com, and what it means to all of us. If you want to find out a little bit more about Adrian and what he has to say, by all means, visit his website online at adriantips.com. That's plural, adriantips.com. We'll make sure we have a link to that on our site, Tech Talk with Craig Peterson. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a couple of things in the news this week that you need to know right here. We'll be right back.
This show is for entertainment purposes only. If you want real advice, pay Craig next time. You cannot rebroadcast, requote, or cite any of the information aired here without the express written permission of the show's owner. Craig's ultimate goal is to rule the world, but until that happens, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.